Welcome to the Simple Online Business Podcast. I'm your host, Samantha Siffring. I'm a business coach and agency owner, and each week I'll be here to share simple, doable steps you can take to build a profitable and sustainable online business. Let's get to it. Hello, everyone. This week we are going to talk about how to feel more confident. And hopefully you are going to walk away with some tangible things this week that can help you in those moments where you're feeling a little less than confident, which, by the way, is very normal and is very much part of having a business and being an entrepreneur. There are going to be times where you don't feel confident, and it's not just you. You're not some weirdo who, you know, poor you, you don't feel confident. What's wrong with you? No, this happens to all of us. We all have moments where we're not feeling confident. And you know what? Even if you are somebody who helps your clients feel confident, you are still going to have times when you don't feel confident. And it does not mean you are disqualified. For all of you confidence coaches out there, this was your little side note. Okay, so let's talk about feeling confidence and feeling good about yourself in your business. The first thing that I need you to know is that feeling confident is a mental discipline. Yeah, this is not just like a one and done thing. Like, oh, I decided to be a confident person, or I worked with a coach one time, or I went to therapy, or I read a book. What's wrong with me? I already know this. Why am I not staying confident? No. This is a mental discipline. It's kind of like, oh, I went to the gym that one time. Why am I not physically fit for my whole life? Yeah, it's because you went to the gym one time, or you went to the gym for like 3 months straight and then you didn't ever go again. Makes sense that you didn't stay physically fit or as strong if you weren't continuing to do those exercises. This is how it is with confidence and feeling really confident in yourself. So let's set aside any shame for not continuing to feel confident, because this is an everyday mental discipline kind of situation, not a one and done. You are not broken if you are not feeling confident every single day. This is also a self-care kind of thing. So you literally are caring for yourself when it comes to helping yourself feel confident, feel positive about yourself and your goals and your business, and not taking care of yourself in this way is not self-care. I think sometimes self-care sounds like bubble bath, spa day, buying myself a little treat to celebrate. But I want you to think of self-care also as literally caring for yourself. And sometimes that means being disciplined about what you are letting yourself think or what inputs you are feeding yourself. So speaking of inputs and what you're allowing yourself to take in or think about when you are feeling a little fragile, I want to talk about what not to do first. So when you're feeling a little fragile, when you're feeling not super confident about yourself, here is what you should not do. Put this on your no-no list. You are not going to scroll like anywhere unless it's a place that actively makes you feel good. But for most people, places where there is scrolling are places that do not feel good to you. So if you are somebody who does not feel good when you scroll, let's not scroll when you're feeling a little fragile already. Let's also not look at your competitors. So when you're feeling a little doubtful, a little sensitive, a little fragile about yourself, about your business, this is not the best time to go look at people who do the same thing as you that then make you feel self-doubt or inadequate. And I feel like for all of us, there's like that one. You know the one, right? There's that particular one, like especially don't look at them. And I recommend, this is what I do, you can just hide these people. And some of these people might be your friends and you may really love them, but sometimes you may need to have them hidden for your own mental health and emotional health, and that is okay. And you know what? They don't even have to know. You don't have to tell them, hey, I hid you because you make me feel less confident about myself. They don't need to know. Nope. You can just have them hidden and it can be our little secret. You also do not want to go look at your stats. I don't know why we're so addicted to this, but I promise it's not just you. It's not just you who, when you're feeling a little sensitive and a little fragile, you want to go look at your analytics. You want to go look at who's looking at my website, who's opening my emails, who's unsubscribing, how many likes am I getting, how much engagement do I have. These are not typically things that are going to feel good. Like sometimes this might feel good, right? If you're feeling sensitive and then you look and you're like, oh my gosh, look, people actually do like me, validation. Sometimes that happens, but a lot of times when we're feeling sensitive and we look at our numbers, we notice that they could be better because guess what? They could always be better. And usually we look at those things and we come up short. Same with looking at the competitors and scrolling. This is all stuff where we're kind of getting into comparison or evaluation of ourselves and we are coming up short. So that is something that we don't want to do. This is not doing a great job of caring for ourselves when we're doing those things. Last thing that you maybe don't want to do is looking at things or people that trigger you. So maybe they're not competitors. Maybe they are people who hate your industry and actively say negative things about your industry all the time. And that's like all that their content is. Maybe they are somebody that you think is prettier or smarter than you or more successful than you. Maybe they are somebody who speaks out really boldly and makes you feel like you're a dummy with nothing valuable to offer into the world because this person is so smart and brilliant and confident. Who knows, right? It could be a lot of different things that make this person trigger you or this thing trigger you, but trust me, we don't need to be looking at that thing or that person when we are feeling fragile. That's just not the time. Maybe it's something that you can do when you're feeling more confident. Maybe it's something you decide that you're just never going to do. But really want to pay attention to when you're feeling sensitive, when you're feeling fragile. Let's not go look at things that we know are going to feel terrible. Now let's think about what to do in these moments. So some of these things are things to do in this moment. And then some of these things are things to do in preparation for this moment because this moment is inevitable. I don't know anybody who does not have sensitive, fragile moments. And you know what? Maybe these people just choose to not be in my life and they do exist. But even if that's true, they're probably not listening to my podcast. But every single client and friend that I have ever had has had these fragile moments, which is why I'm creating this episode for you. So here's what to do. First is document and review past wins and what you've achieved. So maybe this looks like when you're feeling fragile, you are going to make a list of your past wins and achievements. Maybe this means that you are going to start keeping a file of your wins and accomplishments, and you're going to review them. You're going to pull out that file and flip through it anytime you need that boost. But looking at your past wins, the things you've achieved, the things that you can feel really great about. Another thing to do is look at your impact. Look at the impact you've had. Look at how you've helped people. And what you can do here is write out a list of all of your clients and the transformations that they have had. So thinking about where was this client when they first started working with you and where are they now? And you should think about past clients too, because that's something that's super cool for me. I have worked with a lot of people at the beginning part of their business to help them get to their first like 100K, 200K, like from zero or from like low five figures. And when I look at those people and think about where they were when we first started working together, the transformation they had while we worked together, and then where they are now, it's shocking. And this always makes me cry. Good tears, happy tears, and always makes me feel very connected to my people, very connected to my work, very proud of my work, very confident in what I have to offer. So I really, really encourage you to do the same thing, to look at what is the impact that you have had. And I like looking too at what's the ripple effect. So, you know, looking at my clients, I love to see like, what was the impact on them, like themselves, like on them, and like the immediate impact, right? What was the impact on their family? What was the impact on their clients? Because everybody that I work with on their business, and many of them are people who are also impacting people in various ways. So how many people have they helped? How many people have they had some kind of lasting impact with? What's the ripple effect of me working with them that goes far beyond me and impacts people that I don't even know, that I've never met, but I helped to play a role in positive change for people I don't even know? That is amazing. Strongly recommend taking some time to do that regularly. You also want to look at compliments you've received. So I really recommend that you keep a file of these as well. So this can be testimonials. This can be compliments in other areas of your life. Like honestly, nothing is too small. Nothing is too, you know, insignificant. I think that you should put any kind of thank you, compliment, acknowledgement, anything that you ever receive. I have an actual like envelope, like one of those like cool plastic envelopes from the school supply section, because I'm addicted to buying school supplies. I have one of those, and I keep notes and letters and awards and all kinds of stuff in there, and pull it out whenever I need a little boost. And part of the secret with this is that you have to actually allow yourself to receive those compliments. You can't just let them bounce off of you like a bouncy rubber ball. You have to let them come inside and impact you. You have to accept them, believe them, take them in, and really feel complimented. You need to let yourself feel the compliment, not just be like, oh, thanks. You need to let it come in and impact you internally. Another thing, I feel like this is really underrated, but I call this listening to your jock jams. So if you are a child of the 80s and 90s, where you had formative years in the 90s when the jock jams album CD came out in the world, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I love jock jams. Those songs still pump me up, but it's like pump you up confidence songs. And I really recommend that all of you have some kind of playlist, at least one. I have multiple playlists of these types of songs. I highly recommend that you have some songs, you have a playlist that's ready for you, that you turn to when you need a boost. And you know what? If you're not somebody who's into dancing around and that kind of thing, you don't have to do it. You can just sit there and listen and enjoy. But I really encourage you to have some confidence boosting songs. That helps a lot. I actually love to listen to them when I'm writing content and when I am prepping for trainings. So like if I'm about to do like a webinar or something like that, gotta listen to those pump up jock jams type songs. Some other things, mindset journaling, you know this helps. And if you need help with this, in Booked Out Without Burnout, I have the 90-day challenge journal. Also in the course workbook, I have journal prompts. There is no shortage of mindset journaling prompts over there if you join that program and work with me there. And along those same lines, getting coaching. This is really, I feel like, my lifeline sometimes, is getting coaching, because sometimes you just need someone on the outside to help you boost up that confidence and help you get your head back in the game, you know? So I recommend that you add some of these to your toolbox, or add all of these. These are all in my toolbox, so you can have them all. You can also add your own. If you have additional things, then come over to Instagram, come over to my Facebook group, either one. Let me know what your confidence boost things are. Let's put together a big list of the things that help us feel confident and share those with other people. But here's what I want you to also be thinking about when it comes to confidence. And this is kind of a bit of what I'm getting at with all of these what to do's, is to build from a foundation of existing confidence versus trying to fill the deficit. So what I mean is looking at where are you already confident, where are there already bits of confidence, seeds of confidence, some kind of confidence that you can build on, and focusing there instead of looking at where you are not confident, looking at goals you haven't achieved yet, things you're self-conscious about, things that you aren't confident in, and trying to fix that. So we're building from what we have instead of trying to like put bricks in the air where there's no foundation at all. So an example of this would be if you are worried about, for instance, going live on Instagram, and you are thinking, well, I've never been live on Instagram before, or every time I've done it, I have felt really uncomfortable. I, you know, feel really self-conscious about being on social media. I don't love social media. And you're just fixated on that, versus if you are somebody who has led meetings regularly for a volunteer role or in a past corporate career, or you've given presentations while in past jobs, that kind of thing. That has actually happened a lot with a lot of my clients, where they feel worried about going live on social media. And then when we look at their past, what we see is, oh, you're actually somebody who's very confident speaking and giving presentations. You just didn't recognize that going live on Instagram is very similar. So you can take your confidence from your existing skill set, the thing that you're already good at, already confident in, and recognize that this new thing you want to do is actually very similar. So you can pull that confidence over. You can transfer the confidence over to the new thing instead of thinking that you're totally working from scratch here. So that may not be your exact example, but that one has come up with a lot of clients. And I want you to think about what are those situations for you. Think about the skills, the areas of strength, the areas of confidence that you have. Those things transfer. Those things transfer over to the areas in your business where you may not be as confident or as experienced, but you are actually quite confident and experienced in things that are fairly similar. All right. Take these, run with them. Understand that it is totally okay to not feel confident all the time, but you have tools to help you take care of yourself in those moments and build your confidence back up. All right, everyone, I will talk to you next time. If you loved this episode, I'd appreciate it so much if you rated and reviewed the podcast and shared it with other business owners who you think would like it too. And if you'd like to get more business advice and tips from me, come join me in my free Facebook group, Online Business Building Women.